Shkolim, Perches Mishnah Beis. Kol HaKelim HaNimtzon B'Yerushalayim Derech Yerido Leveis HaTvila Tmeim. Here's another question. Questionable status of something that's found. In Yerushalayim, there was an abundance of mikvois. You could go to all the sites of archaeology. All of them have an abundance of mikvois. Pashut, Yidin Veshayme Tahara, Kodshim, Truma, Meiser, Yerushalayim. There was Achila of Dvorim Shemikdusha going on. So there was an abundance of mikvois. Go to a mikveh, there are steps down and there are steps up. You didn't have people going up and down the same steps. Pashut. You don't want them touching each other. Today's mikvois, nobody's tummy, nobody's toy. It's not an Indian of Tara, it's a din of Kedusha, of Tezefis Kedusha. Mashenkim, then you're talking about people kept separate. So those that went down were in a state of tummy, they went down one side, they went up on the other side. If the Nimtzom Yerushalayim, Derech Yerida, on the way down, either the steps or the usually was in a cave, because that's where you're able to get a gathering of water, or anything with steps, or anything with an incline. So if it was b'derech yirida lebeis hatvila, the assumption is, of course, it's on the way in. Tmei, derech aliyah, the assumption is that it was already tahor. So therefore, tahor. Shaloi ki derech yiridas naliyason, divrei meir. There's a side, there's a downside, and there's an upside, like we explained. Rabbi Yosi, I'm a kulon tahorin. This is a chiddush. Why should it be that way? The answer is that the assumption over here is that there were a lot of kelim that weren't tummy. Even those that were going to the mikveh, they were toivel a lot of kelim with. There were a few kelim that became tummy. Be'etzim Yerushalayim, people were very careful to keep from a state of tumah. And if something was tummy, you watched it, you kept it, you hid it. You don't assume something is tummy in Yerushalayim. So even b'derech yerida, the assumption is it's tahor. Chutz, he gives exceptions. Things that are miyuchid for shishtam shuyos with tumah. Sal, magrefa. Sal is a basket. Magrefa is like a shovel. Meritzo. Also something that's used without zombies. These were all things that were hamiyuchodim lekvoris. There were types of gathering utensils and scraping utensils for using without zombies, with bones, with kvarim. So since these are a grave digger's tools, the assumption is they have to be tummy. Mashenkin and all other kelim, the assumption is it's tar. The Gemara just adds, and Tesis Yonta brings it, that derech aliyah is not only the steps of the mikveh, but it's any place near the mikveh, the small streets leading to the mikveh, where it's noticeable that there's a derech aliyah, there's an incline up from the mikveh. That would also be included. Mishnah Gimel, Sakin, Shenimtzis, Barba Oso, Shechit Bomiyad. Arba Oso, there's only one 14th day of the month that we're talking about, that's significant. That's the 14th day of Nisan, of course. The Yoim, Shechitas, Korban Pesach. You have to assume that a knife that's in Yerushalayim on the 14th day of Nisan is Tor. Shechit Bomiyad, no questions asked. Vishloisha Oso, it's already not so poshut. Loshon the Mishnah is interesting. It doesn't say that's Tomei. The assumption is that's not Tomei. The assumption is it's Tagator. We're not mispashit with being Goyzer Tomei Yerushalayim. Over here, it's a poshut assumption. The knife is assumed to be Tor. The Mishnah uses, therefore, a Loshon of Shoineu Matpil. Repeat the Tvila. Because the assumption is Tagator's Tor. Vafilo Ochi, they were Goyzer. Talking about a knife that's used for Shchitas Korban. Over there they were machmi, even though most kelim they weren't mentami. Over here they would be, but it's shoyneu matu. The koifitz in other places, because we refer to kupitz, the same word. It's not a knife. A kupitz is something that you cut meat with, and you use it. It's more like similar to an axe, like a big knife that's used for cutting big pieces. Bein bozeh shoyneu matpil. Now, the way the Gemara explains it goes like this. This is a whole sugya by Richus and Psochem Daf Ayin. Listen to how the Gemara goes. What's the chilek between the sakin? The sakin is used for Korban Pesach. The assumption is that you would toivel it on the 13th day. So therefore, nimtzis barba also avada yeh, you could use it. The assumption is it's tor. The kupitz is bein bezeh, you have to be toivel. The assumption is that it wasn't. What was the kupitz used for? It was not used for the Korban Pesach because this is a meat chopper. And it chops the meat with the bones. You're not allowed to break bones. It's a lav of shiris atzamas by Korban Pesach. This was used for the Korban Chagigo that was nechal with the Pesach. That being said, so the Gemara asks the Kasha, like we said in Pesachim Dafayin. L'choyru, since you're going to use it on the 14th day to prepare, Bosor Chagi Gofer Achila Leil Tezvot. Why do we say that there's a chil between the Sakan and the Kupitz? Both of them would have to be either assumed that they were Nitvolim on the 13th day of Nisan, or you say, no, you don't know if they were Nitvol, and you would have to be Tevil again. What's the chil between the two? Because of that, the Gemara makes a very interesting Ukimta. The Gemara says the Mishnah is talking about a very specific case. It's talking about a case where a melech or a nasi or a kohen gadol, somebody who ganz klai yisrael b'chuv b'chvoide, was a goyses. He was hoylech lomus. He was mamish otot. And the whole klai yisrael was waiting. They were all in Yerushalayim. They were all waiting with bated breath. Obviously, his minutes are numbered. They're on the 13th day of Nisan, and they know that they're going to be metamed. They're all b'chuv b'chvoide. They're all going to be metamed themselves by the levaya. The chelik of the kovet hanosi or the kovet hamelech is that everybody should be mishtatif in the levaya, but even with the Roman tamei themselves. Oy bazoi, if they're all tamei, they're all going to have a problem. Nobody's going to bring a carbon pesach that year b'tahara. It's going to be a carbon pesach that's brought b'tuma, roiv klal yisrael's b'tuma. Everybody brings b'tuma. Kimavur in the sixth parak and the seventh parak of Maseches Pesachim, and because of that, they'll be toivul the sakin, because everybody needs a knife for Korban Pesach, and it could be that the Nasi, the Melech, whoever's about to die is going to hang on, and they won't be Tomei, so they'll all be Tovel their knives there for Shechitas Korban Pesach on the 13th, in order they should be ready to bring the Korban Pesach on the 14th. The Kupitz, however, there's another suffix. If they're going to bring Betumah, the Halach is that you only bring Korban Pesach Betumah, not Korban Chagigah. They won't bring Korban Pesach that year. So that's already one strike against going the extra mile to prepare the kupitz for Hakrova. The other shaila is, maybe they'll redo the chaburis the last minute. Everybody was mishtatav to chaburis. We learned all the halachas in the 7th and 8th and 9th perek of Maseches Pesachim. And because of that, maybe there'll be a small chaburah. There'll be enough to cover for the from Achilas Korban Pesach for everybody. They won't have to eat a Korban Chagiga along with the Pesach. There was only one reason why there was a Chiyuv to eat a Korban Chagiga. That's if you had very little, you're stretching the Pesach in a lot of directions, it had to be eaten ala soivas. So you had to fill up with Bosu Korban Chagiga. But if there was a small group, so then you would only bring a Korban Pesach, not a Korban Chagiga. Therefore, since there's another reason why maybe you won't need a kupitz, no. Since it looks like the Nazi is going to die and they won't need the kupitz anyways, they didn't pull them out, they didn't prepare them. And if tomorrow they'll need the kupitz, don't worry about it. So therefore, the assumption is that the kupitz was not getoivled. The sakin, however, was getoivled. And that's why the din is that the sakin on the 14th, shoychet b'miyad, and the kupitz is shoyne umatpil. Chal arbaos aliyah is b'shabbos. If the 14th day of Nisan was on Shabbos, here we have another problem. There's no Tfilas Kelim on Shabbos. Tfilas Kelim is considered a tikkun. And because of that, you have to go with whatever the sakin is. So if Chal Abbas Aliyah is b'Shabbos, Shoychev Amiyad, you assume that's Tahor. L'chayru, the Mishnah is talking about the Kupitz. That the Kupitz, they would be Tevil if the 14th is going to be on Shabbos, because you won't be able to be Tevil it. So then, Shechit Bamiyad. The problem is that the Loshon Shechit Bamiyad, L'chayr sounds like it's going on the sack and not on the kupitz. Others want a taina. It's machlokes. You look at the Rav, there's a few different mefarshim. There's a Rashi in Pesachim Daf Ayin, the above mentioned Sugya. Then there's the Rambam. The Rav brings both Purushim. Could be we're talking about over here the Sakin. And the Mishnah is teaching us again that by the Sakin, there would be a mokum to say maybe they weren't Toivel on the 13th. So even if Arba also Chaliyos b'Shabbos, the halacha is, the assumption is that they were toivo. However, b'Chamisha also, on Chamisha also, they also brought karbonis. They brought a chagig with Shalmi Simcha. There for sure, everybody was toivo before Yom Tov, because everybody knows that you can't be toivo on Yom Tov. So here the assumption across the board is b'Chamisha also Shechet b'Miyad, Sakin for sure, was getoivled. Nimtzes kshura l'sakin, if there was another kli that was tied, not another kli, a kupitz that was tied to the sakin, the assumption is they were tied together because they have the same status. if you could assume that the sakin is tahira, like the case that we just described, then the halacha is that we assume that it has a din of the sakin. The kupit says, well, would be tahar.